we've had a wonderful Skype fellowship, and I got a message from Amy Allen in the week, and she asked if she could teach, and so I said yes. So, Amy, we're going to pass it over to you now, sweetheart, and you share what God's put in your heart to share, and we look forward to hearing what you got to say.
Yay! I'm so excited. Everything that has been talked about in this fellowship today has gone exactly with my teaching that I wrote. Amen. So it blesses me so much. It really does, because God works miracles in so many different ways. He really does. It's basically my testimony of my life and how He's just worked in my life, healing me and making me grow in ways that I never thought I could. I've been through so many different things, but when I came back and realized it, I forgave a lot of people, and I let everything go, and that lifted so much weight off my shoulders. I just feel so much better now. I don't feel like I'm just a burden.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm here for a reason, and God has a purpose for me, and I'm fulfilling that purpose because I'm doing everything He's telling me to do instead of not listening to Him and ignoring Him and trying to do it on my own. Because when I tried to do it on my own, things did not go well at all. I put myself in situations where God goes, really? What are you doing? That's not what I want you to do. And He got me out of every single one.
Wow.
Unharmed. There were times where I put myself in situations that I should have died. I should have not been alive. And He saved me from every single one because He had guardian angels watching over me everywhere I went. He had a protective bubble around me everywhere I went. It didn't matter if I was walking, excuse my language, through hell, He still let nothing touch me. And I was talking to people on my journey, and I was helping people, and every person that He wanted me to talk to, I'm like, God, are you sure you want me to talk to this person? Because this person doesn't look very safe. This person looks kind of scary, you know? But when you talk to those people, you realize that they're not scary. They're just lost. They have so much hurt and so much pain. And they've seen things that, you know, the adversary just puts things in your way that you see. And they're so dark. And you feel like you have nothing left. Even after you lose everything, after you lose family, after you lose people that you thought were close, and then when you ask them for help, they're not there, you know. It's learning how to deal with that, but building a stronger relationship on God and depending on God to get you through the day. Because if you don't depend on God to get you through the day, you're not going to make it through the day. I had to learn how to do that on my own, and it was really scary. No, I was 18. I didn't know what I was doing. I was so lost. I decided to move out of my parents' house and move in with a mistake. And I got kicked out because of that. And I ended up on the streets. And that was terrifying to me because I'm like, what am I going to do? I have nowhere to go. I called my mom. But there was a reason she didn't want me at the house because I had broken that relationship. I had lied, I had did a lot of things that hurt her, and I understand that. Because as a parent, you go, what do I do here? Do I let that back in my house? Or do I not? Because I was not myself. I was somebody completely different. And she always used to keep reminding me of that. She's like, you're not yourself, because I don't know who that is, but it's not you. And I understand that completely now, because I've gone through so much anger and so much pain and so much hatred in my heart for certain people, realizing that it's not people that did it. It's demons that they had, and the demons that were controlling their lives that made them do that. It wasn't them. It's nobody's fault, but it's Satan. It definitely is. And he tried to bring me down. He tried to hurt me. He tried to get me addicted to drugs, which did not work because God was like, nope, nice try. Not going to happen. Sorry. Because eventually I just went, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? I'm destroying myself for what? That's not what I'm supposed to do. I started drinking a lot. That wasn't what I was supposed to do either, so he quit that really quick. He's like, no, you're going to get sick once, and then that's going to be it. He's stopped me from making so many stupid decisions, but I was listening to myself. I was listening to everybody else around me. I wasn't listening to God. I definitely wasn't. And it took me going through everything that I've been through to finally understand that. But he just works in so many different ways. He really does. In Psalms 145, verse 19, he does, and I'm reading from, it's called the Message. That's the version that I'm reading from. He does what's best for you, best for those who fear him. Hears them call out and saves them. So even at my worst times, I would always call out to him, and he would always be there, no matter what. And he was always there, no matter what, anyways. But I just wasn't listening. I thought that I could do everything on my own, and no. I really can't. And I had to learn that the hard way, because I can't do anything on my own without him. And it's just like someone said, if I didn't have God, I wouldn't be here. I really wouldn't. And that to me means a lot, because my family loves me, and I have people that love me in my life that need me. And that's why I'm here, is to help people. And God's making me realize that, because I have so much to share, and I have so much love, and I don't judge anymore, because I've been judged. I've been on that place where people look at you and they look down at you. They think you're nothing. They think you're garbage, and it hurts when you have no one there to help you. God's the only one. He really is. There's a couple more verses I want to read. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of God expands your life. A wicked life is a puny life. And he's so right about that. Because if you think about it, if you turn to alcohol and drugs, you're just slowly wasting away. You don't care about anything else. You don't care about yourself or other people around you. It's hard. It really is. And I tried to be in that position, but I couldn't do it. I had so much more on my mind to live for, and I could not do it. That's why I went around talking to people who were in that same situation. And I'm like, you know, this is not the answer. You don't have to do this. There's other ways out. And I showed them churches that they could go to. I showed them shelters that they could go to. I showed them help, because that's what God told me to do. So I did it. And when I started listening to him, the things that happened were amazing. I had people help me out. I had people lead me through Denver, because I was without my glasses. I broke my glasses. So I have vision that's not so great without my glasses. And everything was blurry. I was going through so much because I couldn't see anything. I'm like, what's going on? God led me through homelessness blind. He brought people into my life who are like, you can't see anything, can you? no. So they helped me go to the shelters that I needed to go to. They helped me go get food when I needed to go get food. Everything that I needed to survive was provided. And that, to me, is a miracle in itself. Because I didn't have to worry about anything. I knew God would provide it for me. And I kept telling everyone that was around me the same thing, and then they started to see it as well. The people that I have met, I've kept in contact with. And they're doing fantastic because they have their own apartments now. They have a job. They have things that they didn't used to have. Because God told me to help them not give up.
Amen.
And it's just amazing. Because I've been through so many situations. And he's put me in places that I went, are you serious? Do I really have to do this? Because I don't want to do this. This doesn't seem right. But it was all to help people. And, you know, I used to work for a carnival. And that was dark. And that was a very, very dark place. But every time I got a chance, I would help people, and I would make people's day, and I would just be kind to people. And that helped a lot of people get out of that situation. And God got me out of that situation, too. Because we were in a situation, and I met my fiancé on the carnival, and he is the most amazing person. God has provided me him, and he has taken care of me, and I am just so blessed. I really am. Because I couldn't have somebody better to take care of me. I really couldn't. We have been through so much together. But God got me out of that situation. And he brought me home. And, you know, I haven't felt at home in a long time.
Wow.
And I feel at home here. I really do. So God really provides. He really does. You just have things to go through that you don't understand. And you don't understand why he puts you in that situation, but he does it for a reason. Everything he does is for a reason. It's to help you learn. It's to help you grow more. It's to help you be a better person. Because before, I used to be so judgmental, and I used to hurt people with my words, and I was so mean. I was an angry person, because I thought that was the way things went. But that was just the world way. That wasn't the God way. That wasn't the God way at all. So I had to learn to let a lot of things go. And I had to learn how to control my anger and turn it into something else. That's why I started painting more. That's why I started writing poetry. That's why I started doing a lot of things to let things out. Because that's the person that I am. I'm a creative person. I'm a loving person. I'm a kind person. I help people. That's what I do. I'm not an angry person. I'm really not. It's not who I am. It's not who God meant me to be. So I just had to learn how to let it go. But he provided a way for me to do that. And there's a couple more verses before I close that I'm going to read. Revelation 2:10. Fear nothing in the things you're about to suffer. But stay on guard. Fear nothing. The devil is about to throw you in jail for a time of testing. 10 days. It won't last forever. Don't quit. Even if it costs you your life, stay there believing. I have a life crown sized and ready for you. That means that every trial and tribulation that you go through, no matter what it is, it's worth it because God will reward you in the end. He always will, no matter what. If you think you're going to go through something and be stuck like that forever, it's not going to happen because he won't let it happen. He will get you out no matter what you put yourself into. He really will. She's done it for me many times. Other one is Psalms 121 in verse 1. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. He made everything for us. And he expects us to take care of it, and to take care of his people, and to help people, and to be kind to others, and not to hate, not to judge, not to murder, not to steal, not to lie. He expects us to do that because he knows we can. After everything he has tested me through and put me through and I've let happen to me, he showed me that I can do anything with him, no matter what it is. I just have to believe in him and it'll happen. And that's what I learned to do. I really learned how to count on him. I learned how to listen to him. I learned how to have strong faith and strong believing. Because if I didn't, I would let so many things get to me. And that's not who I am. It's not who I'm meant to be. I'm not supposed to be this depressed person. I'm really not. Because the doctors told me that I'm depressed. The doctors told me that I have post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't believe it, but it's what they say. I know God won't let that happen. I know it's not true. Just because what the doctors say, it doesn't make it true. The doctor said that I tore my rotator cuff, and I can move my shoulder fine now because I've been praying and it's been healed. I don't need that surgery. I don't. Yet God has made me whole. I'm healed. I don't feel the pain anymore. Pain is part of Satan's way to get you. Tear you down, to break you, to tear you apart. I know that for a fact because I've been through it. I was in an extremely abusive relationship and I got hurt. But God got me out of that because he had a guardian angel watching over me. And if it wasn't for her, I don't know where I would be right now. But he already had plans for that. Because as soon as we got to that place, he said that it was going to end. And it did. He stopped things from happening to me. In that, in itself. It's amazing. I have two more verses, and then I'm going to close. Romans 8. 31. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There's no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbings, not even the worst sins listed in scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing, living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. When I read that verse for the first time, it made me cry. It really did. Because everything that's said there is absolutely the truth. It really is. And then the last one that I have is Psalms 91, verse 1. You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from the hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. This huge and stretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies at night, right and left. No harm will even graze you. You'll stand untouched and watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpses, because God is your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. That is just so amazing to me. It really is. Because it speaks nothing but the truth, like I said before. And he's just done so many wonderful things for me. He showed me things that I didn't think I would ever be capable of, but I found out that I am. But that's all I have to share, so.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a wonderful testimony. What a shining light you are and an example. God bless your heart, Amy, and thank you for asking to share. And I'm really blessed to hear your testimony. I understand that you've been through a lot of things, but you know that God's been with you, he's for you, and you helped other people when you needed help yourself as well, and God helped you even more. So it's just a great example and a real blessing. Bless your heart, darling. Thank you for sharing. And the more you share that testimony, the more you help people turn to God. Great testimony, darling. Great that you've got a nice partner that loves you and is looking out for you and after you. And we'll keep you in our prayers, that's for sure, that more great things will come your way from God. And he's with you. And it's great to see that you depend upon the one true God, the mighty God. So thank you ever so much. Bless your beautiful heart. So with that, great sharing and testimony, I think we'll have a time of prayer and then some manifestation. So if someone would like to pray, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful that you're our dad, that you love us, that we're your kids, we're your children, and Father, that you take care of us. And like any good father, you just look after us, that we can just crawl up in your lap and allow you to be the father that you are, not try to figure it out ourselves and get all fretful and fearful, but just allow you to do it because we are assured that you are the great one. Thank you for your precious promises, God, and your word, and how you have so put that together for us so that we can read of your goodness and your kindness and everything that you have put in writing that you have prepared for us, and even the things that you haven't put in writing, God. It's just so amazing to sit here and just to think about your goodness and your kindness toward us, and the length that you was willing to go to get us back so that we could be your kids once again. That just blows my mind. We thank you for these wonderful words that we've heard today, God, and how they encourage us to look more towards you and bring us and direct us more towards you and reconcile us more towards you, God. And it's so amazing how you set that up. And thank you for each and every person that's on Skype tonight, this afternoon, depending on where you are, I guess. And for their life, God, and for the wonderful things that you have before them, God, the many, many wonderful things you have that all we have to do is look at you and keep our eyes steadfast upon you. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for Lawrence and Kim and God for their desire to want to do this for us so that we can just gather and be encouraged more. And God, that the distance doesn't even matter, that it's like we're just sitting in each other's living room, God, hearing about you. And we just thank you for their desire to do this, God, to bless your people. So, God, we thank you for just a wonderful afternoon, night, a wonderful night of rest, and just sweet, sweet sleep and peaceful sleep, God, for being able to just let everything go, knowing that you have everything covered, everything. So we thank you for this wonderful time together, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Father, I truly thank you for this wonderful night. Thank you for each person on the Skype, God, for each individual and their sharings and their hearts and just the way that you work mightily within them, God. That each person has a testimony to tell. I thank you for our lives. I thank you for our families. And I also thank you for this wonderful body in which we are honored and privileged to be a part of, God. Thank you for calling us, that we can stay loyal and humble to you, that you work within us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And as we speak those fitly spoken words, because you know what's going on in people's hearts and minds, God. So I thank you for the boldness that we can just hold forth that word, that we can dispel the darkness and we can shine as lights in this wicked and perverse nation. And God, I just thank you that each day as we shine bright, that the world gets brighter and brighter, that your word just reaches the uttermost parts of the earth. And as we continue to stay faithful, you continue to hold us and guide us and lead us in places that you need us to be. I thank you for your love and your goodness and your grace and your mercy that you bestow upon us daily, God. Thank you for the way that you take care of us. And sometimes we're unaware of the situations that we're getting ourselves into, but you always have a way for us to escape. Thank you for Amy and for blessing her heart, for sharing tonight, and just for her life as a standing testimony to you. And I know that we all have testimonies that we can tell. Just the almighty God that you are, a God of deliverance, a God of love, a God of just, well, everything. And as we look to you, that you have given us your Son, Christ Jesus, that dwells within us, and that we have Holy Spirit, and that we can have direct communication with you via your Son, Christ Jesus. So I thank you for the week ahead and just for blessing each individual and just that they have their needs and their wants met and that nobody has lack, that everybody has everything that they need, God, whatever category that might be. So I thank you for each individual tonight and for those that aren't on here tonight, God, just for blessing them, letting them know that they're part of a family and we are the family of God. We have no denomination, just that we belong to you, God, the Church of God. So I thank you for this and for a great night. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Now, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful Skype fellowship, for making it available for us to do, and for bringing the people, and that each person are wonderful, your wonderful people, God, that bring great encouragement, and we can see how you're working in each individual's life and around the world, and that you're for us, you're with us, that you're working in our lives, you're working in all of our situations, that you're a God of deliverance, a God of healing, a God of, you know, providing, God. And I want to thank you for the up-and-coming travels of Sangit and Beatrice, and also Pedro and Anna to Bristol. I thank you, Father, for taking care of all of the needs. Father, safe takeoff flights and landings, smooth flights. Father, just wonderful things that you've got in store, Father, because we love you and we're coming together in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for your inspiration, your encouragement, your provision, for everything, God, that you just take care of every detail that we may not have thought about or whatever the needs are. I just thank you that you got it covered, God, and we trust you because our help comes from you. And Father, we don't look to the five senses or people. We look to you, the one true God, who takes care of all of the things, people's hearts, minds, emotions, everything. Thank you for your faithful people that stand upon your word through thick and thin. Father, thank you that you cause us to stand, and you cause us to triumph, and you cause us to shine as lights. Thank you for blessing each country on here represented. I thank you for your word moving swiftly in every country, Father, in every county, every town, every city. I thank you that your word has free course, regardless of whatever's in the way, that it is just mowed down and out of the way, Father, because your light will dispel that darkness. It will chase off the enemy. And that our enemy, they come before us, they come before us one way and flee before us seven, God, because you've made us the head and not the tail. I thank you, Father, for you are a great God of reconciliation. You heal situations, you restore situations, spirit, soul, body, emotions, minds, relationships, God, that you are a God of reconciliation, and you will have your way. And I thank you, God, for working in each of us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure constantly, Father. And that we can do all things through Christ, God. That you are in strengthening us, you've empowered us, you've given us your spirit, you've given us your word, Father, you've given us each other. We cannot fail when we stay in faith, and when we stay humble and meek. Thank you, Father, for just a great night, rest of the night, rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, blessing our families, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all the things that we've planned to do, Father, that your blessings completely on it, God, and that you'll lead us into the right ways of whatever it is we need to be doing, and that we are listening to your still small voice. Thank you for the relationship we have with you, that we can come to you, and that we can also come to one another. So I thank you for all the resources you've made available for us, and that we're not limited. And Father, that you are the unlimited God. And I thank you for this wonderful night. I thank you for the manifestations we're going to hear right now, God, for that power you've placed in us, that we can speak a word from or to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So if someone would like to speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy as you, God works in your heart, go for it.
You know, my children, that I rejoice in my heart with your walk. You are bright, and you bring me such a joy in my heart. Yes, I am talking to you. Don't worry about anything. Just bring the desires of your heart to me, all your expectations. And trust and be confident that I, your God, your Almighty God and Father, will take care of everything. I will teach you how to walk, what to say, and how to deal with everything in your life. Just stand fast in my promises and expect many miracles and signs in your life.
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Prophecy or speaking in tongues interpretation?
My beloved children, know that I have made you righteous through my Son, Jesus Christ. You are as right as you can be. Nothing else needs to be done. You are completely complete. No accusations can come against you. Nothing can blame you. For you are my beloved children, and you are within me. I have put my Son in you, and you are within me. So don't fear anything within this life. Keep your eyes steadfast upon me. There is power within you. My Spirit is within you. I have given you everything. I have paved that path for you. Look always to me. Walk along that path that I have for you. Fear nothing within your lives, because you are my beloved children. You are righteous. You are masterpieces. I have made you so pure and so beautiful. If you could just see what I see you so clean, so pure, so beautiful. There is nothing against you. Everything was nailed on that cross. Everything.
Amen. And Frank Duvalet, would you bring forth a word of prophecy, please? Are you there, Frank? Shilopapa, are you there, Frank?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, word of prophecy, please.
Truly, you are my children, my daughters and my sons. You are shining in front of my face, and you are powerful. You can do my work because I sent you. You are more than conquerors in every situation. I take care of you. I love you. You are needed in this world because you are salted to my word, and you are like king and queens because you are from me, and I am with you. I am in you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those great and precious words and encouragement. Thank you for your love, and just thank you for just a wonderful fellowship this evening. And that this goes out and blesses your people, Father, whoever listens to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.